Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. We received the following submission about the general lack of respect and kindness being shown in our day-to-day lives these days. Have you actually noticed? It seems to me that everywhere you shop, banks and even Canada Post now display signage cautioning people about staff abuse. I attended an event over the weekend and heard absolute horror stories about people breaking into a rant about something the business no longer offers. One tale was provided by a true gentleman who is part of the staff at a Toronto-based audio store. A person entered the store intending to purchase some software that was no longer available. The business that provided this product had taken the product out as they could no longer supply the necessary goods. The customer simply went into a rage, shouting that what was the store doing by no longer handling the product. The staff member, who I know well and is one of the kindest gentlemen I know, tried to explain that the product was withdrawn from the store due to illness on the part of the supplier. The person then ranted about the lack of professionalism on the part of the store and staff, then proceeded to his car to craft an email to the store complaining of lack of professionalism on the part of both the management and staff. Imagine. This store sells audio product across North America and is renowned for excellence. Abuse, however, is not confined to products that we shop for, but in all aspects of our lives. If you have a child in school who is being abused, we all know the school talks a good line, but is rarely concerned about solving the issue, and I have had an experience about that. Consider when you travel on our multi-lane highways, even though signage directs travelers to use the right lane, every day, particularly in our area on Highway 90, drivers will not pull to the right and let someone by. Isn't this a type of bullying? Our members of government are receiving messages including death threats, as we have read. Really? My philosophy has always been to consider the other person and how my actions will impact on them. Unfortunately, in my opinion, too many people feel they are entitled to berate, bully and demean anyone, any other person. My question to you all is, who do you think you are to direct abuse at another person who is simply trying to get through their day? Canada is reputed to be nice, or is this just an idea in our minds? Please everyone, let's start to consider how what we do affects those around us. Gord Crawford, Innisfil.